Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Del Unser. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Alex Johnson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ron Lolick. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gaylord Perry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gaylord Perry. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Spezio. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Little. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Alvarado. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wilbur Wood. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. And now, play ball. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser strikes out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Andrews reaches second base with a double. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Perry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Allen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Wood, and towards Alvarado, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick hits a pop-up towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Andrews is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 1 in the game. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brohmer hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Little settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen strikes out. One out. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 0 for 1 in the game. Spezio hits a line drive towards first. Chambliss catches it and steps on first to double up May. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 1 in the game. Fosse hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 1 in the game. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Ron Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0 for 1 in the game. Lolick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0 for 1 in the game. Little is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Herman for the out. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 2 in the game. Unser strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wood for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Andrews hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brohmer hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fosse strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 0 for 2 in the game. Spezio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0 for 2 in the game. Little hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 2 in the game. Chambliss hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0 for 2 in the game. Lolick hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvarado hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 2 in the game. Wood is called out on strikes. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Williams reaches second base with a double. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Andrews hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 2 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spezio fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 2 in the game. Perry strikes out. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 3 in the game. Unser strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Spezio bunts towards first. Chambliss scoops it up and throws to first, with Broimer covering, for the out. Allen moves to second. Two outs. Pat Kelly pinch hits for Jim Little. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is walked intentionally. Stan Bonson pinch runs for Pat Kelly. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hermann takes first base on ball 4. Allen moves to third. Bonson moves to second. Rich Morales pinch runs for Ed Hermann. Jay Johnstone pinch hits for Luis Alvarado. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allen scores. Bonson moves to third. Morales moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.